any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd, I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Mike
this,
Reno.
This is the Pete Shepherd DJ Days weekend song. Right?
Yeah, that's, I think a lot of people around the country play this at 5 o'clock.
We do
Fridays.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Everybody else does.
People do this one, yeah.
Low hanging fruit.
Yeah. Too easy.
Good guy, Mike. Mike Reno, good guy.
We had a couple of interesting conversations, a lot of texts coming in. Yep. One guy for the 239 says, I don't wear a mask anywhere. No one has yet to say anything to me about it. Been that way for weeks.
I wear it in Publix, liquor, or grocery store, gas station. That's it. And I go into restaurants, unless they say wear it and then sit down and take it off, which is still a case.
Yeah.
I have no problem doing that. But most of the time, I'd say 95% of the restaurants that I go to, just I don't wear one in. They don't require it. And the staff all has them on.
Right. Bad attitude guy says, I pulled a Pete Shepherd this weekend, put my shorts on after my shoes.
Oh!
If you ever want to feel like a loser, try it.
What are you talking about? It's a great experience. It breaks up the monotony.
My wife went out for brunch on Sunday with a friend, and the place they went to, she was like, it was weird. None of the servers were wearing masks.
That stuns me.
I was stunned, Craig. That makes two of us.
Where
I was on Fort Myers Beach Saturday. People were wearing masks on Saturday. The servers were.
I still snicker to myself when I see somebody driving in a car by themselves with a mask on.
How about on the bike on the sidewalk with nobody around?
Because I've done it before where like I've had to run into a grocery store or something real quick or Target or whatever.
Yeah,
and I forget I have it on. Like if I'm
pull
not
it down to my below my chin at that case.
No, I'm talking like on 75 or on 41 or corkscrew. You know, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, you're protecting yourself from whom? Yourself? And
yeah. It's a little weird.
I don't know, Memphis Tom. I mean, some people still do masks.
What do you mean some?
He says masks. We still do that.
Some people require it that you walk into the business.
I wear one walking around here just to put everybody else at ease.
What is the actual work policy? I wear one around here now.
I don't know what the actual work policy is.
See,
I wear one around here.
When we first started, I didn't wear one around here. Then our sales staff came back. We were the only ones here. And I still didn't wear one for a while. And I was getting the evil eye, I'll be honest. And then recently I've started wearing them.
Yeah, I'm really toning down the mask wearing around the office. Yeah. If I'm told to put it back on, I carry it around in my pocket.
Yeah, I didn't know what our actual policy was. This is what phase three of going back with.
Great. We can pack the swamp, but we got to wear a mask working with the 50 other people in the building.
Well, we're not going to be packing the swamp now because the LSU-Florida game is not going to happen due to 19 positive COVID.
And their game in 10 days with Missouri may not happen either.
Exactly.
We'll have to wait and see.
All right. Well, let's get updates on all that kind of stuff. We'll get some NFL nuggets, more hot nuggets, and an NFL quiz, I believe. And Wikipedia around the corner. It is John Wooden's 110th birthday. But first, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, tonight the Tampa Bay Rays can punch their ticket to the World Series. The Rays are up 3-0 on the Houston Astros. Game 4 tonight, 8 o'clock on 99.3 ESPN. First pitch, 8:40 on TBS. Game 3 of the NLCS later this afternoon. Braves hold a 2-0 series lead. First pitch on FS1 is at 6:05. Tonight at 7:30 on ESPN, the 21st-ranked Louisiana Ragin' Cajun host the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. And a little COVID outbreak amongst the Ole Miss football program.
A little.
Kiffin said we can play as long as the numbers stay where they're at.
Yeah.
Poet texting in, people should wear the damn mask. Don't be a D-bag. Flu season is coming. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Flu season? Are we supposed to wear a mask every flu season now? That's my question. And I have long predicted, because they kept saying, hey, the COVID second wave, and it's going to be flu season. This is going to be the lowest flu outbreak in the history of America. Everybody's masking up and washing their hands and still social distancing. The flu's not going to spread. And I got my shot already, by the way. Got jumped on that early.
We're going as a family this weekend.
Are you?
Going to make a whole thing out of it.
Now, I always get one. Do you guys normally always get a flu shot?
No, we don't.
I don't either. I've gotten before. I don't think I got one last year.
It's not a stance that I make for, one way or the other. It's just like a
didn't get it done.
I don't think about it.
Yeah.
Until I have the flu, and at that point, there's.
Don't your doctors recommend it for small children?
Oh, the kids have to get it, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, no, one of my kids got it last year. The one who got it got the flu. The other one didn't get the flu.
Crazy.
Go figure.
Nah.
Go figure.
Huh. And Pete, you don't normally get a flu shot?
I got one first year I moved down here, and then I didn't. I don't think I did last year. I'd be honest with you. I forget. If I had the flu, maybe I had it when I was like 6 years old. So I've never gotten the flu until I was very, very young.
I think the only year my wife and I skipped it, we both got the just knocked on your ass in bed for 3 days, flu, fever,
yeah,
the whole deal. And ever since, we just get one.
Yeah. No, I'm sure I'll probably get one this year.
Well, I'm convinced I had the Rona.
Yeah, you have mentioned that on the air. It's January, February.
Yeah, it was end of January. I missed a few days. I tested negative for the flu, but it was like 3 days where I just felt terrible.
And we weren't testing for Rona then.
There was no such thing as Rona then.
Right,
The Super Bowl hadn't been played yet.
Right, which I'm convinced is the first super spreader.
Cocoa Puffs. It sounds like Utopia if you've been watching that show. It's amazing. It's a scam to track us. Never once got a flu shot. Well, that's what Utopia is kind of about. Yeah, what a fantastic, fantastic show on Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cocoa Puffs also, I can't wait to throw stuff at Craig at the Bucks game while he's in his fancy seats.
It's Pete.
I'm not going.
Pete's going.
I'm going to the Bucks games. And
Cocoa Puffs, you better watch out when I do go, because my head's on a swivel. I already got in a fight the last time I went with the Commoners.
I know Cocoa Puffs is going with his mom for a birthday. He paid
$795,000.
He paid $85,000 for two seats.
Yeah.
So.
Very good. All right, Pete, you had a NFL quiz and some hot nuggets. I think we were going to do a little NFL chit-chat here.
Well, we wanted to finish up with the college thing, the football, the coaching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
bad.
Then we can go with the other stuff. Yeah, why not?
Chris got us off track last hour. We didn't get all
of
our work
done.
I know, I just.
Pete did with Blondie.
I just mentioned the little passing by thing.
He got a kiss from Blondie. You said John Wooden stinks because his body's been decaying for 10 years. I mean, it was a whole thing.
A lot longer than that.
No, he lived to be 100. Today's his 110th birthday.
Mm.
All right. Yeah, so.
Wait, Wooden died 10 years ago?
Yeah.
That's it?
He made it to 100.
Oh, seems like that should have stuck out in my life a little bit more.
You don't care about – you're an ageist. You don't
care.
It's
not true. That, I have a respect for the –
You're an anti-ageist. Cocoa Puff says, I got your back, Craig. Pete is public enemy number one. What did I do?
I'm not sure.
I said I was going to buy him drinks.
Hold on. Cocoa Puff, you're going to have to be more specific. That's
way
all I'm going to say.
God, that's an open-ended question. Public enemy number one. Guy, what am I, Billy the Kid?
I don't know. I don't know where that came from. All right, so you've got a list of college football coaches' contracts and their various
top
buyouts.
11, an interesting –
Is this a list?
Yes, this is a nice list.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Anybody stick out as Chris fires this up on who's on
the hot seat? Now, a list.
I don't know if any of these guys were in the hot seat. But this is the 2020 NCAA coaches' salaries. I'll give you some numbers. So number 11, Texas, Tom Herman. Scheduled school pay, $6 million. Contract year pandemic reduction, he took a $172,083 hit. The actual school pay, almost $5.828 million.
Okay.
His total pay, $5.827 and $917,000. Total pandemic reduction, $516,250. If he got bought out, it'd be $15,416,667 for once again not being back.
Wow.
Is he on the hot seat? If he loses again, he may be.
Is this his third
year?
Yes,
he's on the hot seat.
I think he's squarely on the hot seat.
He's probably the
only... They got rid of Charlie Strong for less.
I would say he's the only one on this list. Number 10, Florida, Dan Mullen. He makes over $6 million. Contract year, pandemic reduction, nothing.
He did not take a pay cut?
Nope.
That's a terrible look.
Did not take a pay cut.
Hey, he's... Well.
Total pandemic reduction, nothing. Scheduled to make $6,070,000. If he got bought out, it'd be $12 million.
Of course, he's not on the hot seat.
Nine is a Texas Christian, Gary Patterson. Scheduled pay is $6,130,937. Doesn't have figures for contract year pandemic reduction. Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley. Going to make over $6.5 million this year. Contract year pandemic reduction, $300,417.
You go, Lincoln.
By the way, back to TCU. I think they're a private school, so they don't have to release. You're okay. Lucky you got the numbers you got. Maybe he took a reduction, maybe he didn't.
Okay, yeah. I think you're right.
Oh, it's Dan Mullen.
Total pandemic reduction, Oklahoma, $515,000. Hmm. If they bought him out, Lincoln Riley?
Yeah.
$30 million, almost $31 million.
Are you serious?
Almost $31 million. School buyout as of 12/1/20. $30,974,666.
So what you're saying is he's not sweating that 0-2 start he had.
No. No.
Wow, 30. That's the biggest I've ever heard.
Almost 31. Number seven. There's more. There's two bigger ones.
Huh.
Seven is Auburn, Gus Malzahn. He makes $6.9 million.
What's the buyout there?
He did not take a contract year pandemic reduction. He did not take a total, so there's no total pandemic reduction. His buyout is $21,450,000.
And he's on the hot seat every year.
Seems that way.
Because it's Auburn.
I think it's been unfair, but...
Well, his quarterback is going to lead to him looking for a new job next year.
Mm-hmm. And a $21 million check out the door.
Yeah, not bad. Goes a long way in Alabama.
Yeah.
Number six, Georgia. Kirby Smart, scheduled to make just over $6.8 million this year. Did not take a contract year pandemic reduction.
What number is he?
He's six. And his buyout as of December 1st of this year would be almost $20 million, $19,835,834. Number five, Texas A&M, Jimbo Fisher. He will make $7.5 million this year. He did not take a contract year pandemic reduction. His buyout, and this is the biggest of anybody that's left, $53,125,000.
Wow. Ridiculous.
Number four, Jim, I can't beat anyone in the top 10, Harbaugh, $8.054 million. He did take a contract year pandemic reduction, $268,721.
So he's still making $7.75 million being paid higher than anybody else, even with his reduction.
His total pay is $8.036 million and $179,000, and its total pandemic reduction, $554,584. If they bought him out, it'd be cheap. As of December 1st, only just about $6.4 million.
Huh? What? Give me Jimbo's Jimbo. Jim Harbaugh's buyout is what?
$6,367,929.
It's doable.
Mm-hmm. Number three, Clemson, Dabo Sweeney. He makes $8,258,575. No contract year pandemic reduction, none. But he does have a total pandemic reduction of $1,250,000. So his buyout as of December 1st is the second highest after Jimbo Fisher, would be $50 million even. $50 million
even
to buy
Steven.
Him out.
So that's his price to go to the Jets.
Yep. Number two is LSU at Ogeron. He makes almost $8.7 million.
Go Tigers.
He did not take a pandemic reduction. His buyout would be $23,850,000.
Go Tigers.
Him out. In Alabama, Nick Saban, $9.1 million. He did not take any pandemic reduction. You buy him out, he's the third highest as of December 1st, $36,800,000.
Huh.
If you bought Nick out.
All right. Anti-Lion Smart Guy says, what's a contract buyout again? I can't remember. Well, if you get fired, they got to pay you that out the door.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to – now, how's that work?
Like Florida State's still paying three coaches.
Now, what if you want to quit and go take a job elsewhere? Then the coach has to pay a buyout to get out of the contract.
Normally the future employer would pick that up. Yeah.
But I don't know about $50 million, though.
Right.
Well, I'm sure Bama will pay it for Dabo when Nick decides to write off.
Well, let me ask you.
Well, have to
let's
buy out
talk
the Jets,
about that
then.
For a minute. The buyout, let's say Jimbo,
with the Jets.
Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo's buyout is $53 million. Is that just what's left remaining on a 7-year deal, basically? Because he had a guaranteed $75 million contract.
Yep. He makes $7.5 million this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a good coin.
Mm-hmm.
I need a deal like that. I need a fraction of a deal like that. That'd be pretty sweet.
Here's another little college football nugget. All 127 FBS teams playing this fall are immediately bowl eligible as NCAA today officially approves no win requirement to play in a bowl. However, only 78 teams are needed to fill 39 bowls this year.
So you could be like a 2-win team and get a bowl bid this year?
You could.
Well, now why do you have to go there? We were a solid bowl team last year, and we're 5 seconds away from getting a bowl win against an SEC opponent.
No, so you were a losing bowl team last year, not solid.
We had, I believe, a record 8 or 9 wins for us.
Whose
for
record?
Our record. We bested our personal best, Chris. And this year, by the way, I predict I'm going 4-4, remember? We did that win-loss game.
Yeah. So, I don't know, but Moore's playing for Purdue this year. We didn't know that at the time.
We're still winning that game.
It usually comes down. It's one of the closest rivalry games in the country in the history. It's always very, very close. You lost them last year.
Who's that?
Did you beat them last year?
Oh, we beat Purdue.
No, it was overtime, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, it was another one of those
they
games.
They forced overtime.
It was another one of those games. It was a wrap. I even left the house. And I'm listening to updates on the radio on ESPN. They kept trying, and the score was getting tighter and tighter. And all of a sudden, in overtime, Indiana, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, very hurtful. Very stressful end of the season for Hoosier Nation.
You're going to start off 1-3.
And then we're going to go on a tear on the back end.
You're not winning 4 games this year.
Look, you guys were sitting here trying to tell me how they were going to win 5 and everybody, the over-under was, the over-under is 5.5. And I'm the one that said the ceiling is 4-4.
Penn State, lost. Michigan State, Ohio State, Wisconsin.
Okay, we're beating Michigan State.
Why?
They stink. They got a new coach. They're shambles. Michigan State.
You can't have a new coach and be improved upon last year. I encourage you to go look at the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Give me the first 4 again, because we already did this.
Penn State,
right?
At Rutgers, Michigan at Michigan State.
Okay, Rutgers and Michigan State. We're 2-2 out of the box.
That's where we disagree.
No, you even agreed with me when we did this exercise.
I don't know.
Now, what's the back half?
At Ohio State,
loss.
Home for Maryland,
win.
At Wisconsin,
loss.
Home for Purdue,
win. 4-4.
I got 3-5.
You're on.
Indiana has one vote in the AP rankings with TCU, and they have in the coaches poll.
Loxley's going to get votes. Maryland turned around.
Not against the Hoosiers, he's not.
Well, just that's late in the season, Craig. Loxley is going to get that program turned around. He's a good coach, really good recruiter.
Any like an Alabama guy?
Yeah, I mean, Alabama lost their best recruiter when he left.
At some point, and that well's going to run dry.
And a lot of talent went and followed him to college.
You're technically ranked 49th, tied for 49th right now with TCU.
We're top 50 program, Pete.
You're top 49
we're
program.
Top 50 pro.
Top 49 program.
Go Hoosiers.
Yep.
Look, we all can't be Alabama or the U. Sorry.
Well, you kind of are the U.
Some would say it better.
Some might say
you
that.
Score points in your bowl game. You lose historically, but at least you scored. Don't lose to Louisiana Tech 14-0. The grossest thing I've ever saw in my life.
That's harsh. Yeah.
There's FIU, too. Don't forget that.
And that was. I think Louisiana Tech was even worse.
Yes.
Because you get shut out.
Well, that did hurt.
You got 3 ACC schools in the top 5.
Yeah.
Yep.
Clemson, UNC, and Notre Dame.
Yep.
Notre Dame.
Sorry, Notre Dame ahead of UNC. Let me clarify that.
Barely.
All right, coming up, we've got some NFL nuggets and I believe an NFL quiz by Pete Shepard.
Good NFL quiz. You're going to like this one.
And it's a lot of our quizes are college football, so I'm looking forward to the change of pace.
I won't say it's pass or fail, but you won't have to do a lot of deep thinking. You know, you might guess wrong, but you won't have to do a lot of deep thinking for this one because I want to take it easy.
All right, I like that when I don't have to think. By the way, the Battle of the Bays on Sunday, Tampa Bay and Green Bay, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, duking it out head-to-head. Gene Deckerhoff with the coverage starting at 3:30, kickoff at 4:25. Tampa Bay Buccaneer football all season long right here on 99.3 ESPN. Brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay, Signs in One Day, in Fort Myers off Alika Road, Creel Tractor, and by My Shower Door. Want to see more? Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Swinging Blind says, go Red Cactuses. First of all, it'd be cacti. And it's not the Hoosiers. Anyway. Coming up, we've got another NFL quiz, some NFL hot nuggets for week six. By the way, no Thursday night football this week. Again, I know we mentioned it earlier in the week, just to re-clarify.
But we have Coastal Carolina and number 23, Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns tonight. Number 23 team in the country, both teams undefeated.
I got to lay off the action.
Well, Raging Cajuns, and I like Coastal Carolina. Yeah. Raging Cajuns blew them out last year, I think, 48-7.
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me.
I know.
Line's nine.
Don't even tell me.
No, don't tempt me. Come on.
I got the Cajuns. A little something. Just
to take the night off.
I laid Skittles right at kickoff last night. I believed in the Bills. I just capped off a crappy weekend Skittles-wise.
I got a birthday dinner to go to tonight.
Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
A child or an adult?
It's actually my father-in-law's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Brother-in-law's birthday is today's Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Friday, and my birthday is next Thursday, so we're just combining all of them for one dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
At a restaurant or at somebody's house?
Restaurant. Going out.
Who's footing the bill?
Not me. No. It's my birthday.
Not me.
So you're one of these people, I do this.
Like who gets up when the check comes? Yes.
No.
I have
no,
to go to the
no,
bathroom.
No.
Oh, that's a Larry David thing from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
my birthday lasts about 2 weeks, maybe the rest of the month around my house.
I like that.
You know, it's like,
you can't get it all in one day.
No, you can't.
I hate that.
But you're going to do it because I'm going to tell you, I've seen this movie before. You're going to come in hungover tomorrow.
No.
Yeah. No, no. This is stone cold lock. Put it down. Put it down. You're going to be hungover tomorrow.
No.
You're not going to be feeling good because you're going to have too much sake tonight, probably.
Nope.
That's my guess.
Nope. Not going to that sort of restaurant.
Okay, fine. Beer, whatever. And then you'll celebrate hard this weekend. You'll be sitting back watching Georgia, Alabama. Well, technically, it's almost my birthday. You'll celebrate over the weekend. And then you'll do it all over again next Thursday. And then next Friday, be hungover again. That's my stone cold lock of the week.
I will not be hungover tomorrow.
That's a fact. Care to make it interesting?
Yeah.
I don't know how we'd prove it because it's subjective.
I think you go on the honor system here.
Yeah.
I have faith that they'll do that.
No reason to lie. I mean, I do a sandwich.
I mean, I can see you doing it just to not doing it just to spite me. Like, alter your plans tonight. I'll show Craig.
Drink last night.
Yeah. Well, today's Wednesday. How are you feeling?
Fine.
Okay.
Feel great, yeah.
Did you watch Bachelorette?
No.
What? Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I told you guys I was watching the football game last night.
Yeah, but...
Did the wife watch Bachelorette?
No. We sat out and...
She watched football with you?
Well, her back was to the TV. I was kind of... I was line of sight TV and her.
Eddie, play.
So when you're watching it? When you're watching Bachelorette?
Not tonight, because Big Brother's on. I don't know. There have been so many spoilers around this season. I don't know if I'll watch until Claire leaves.
I don't know what any of that means. And then
when Tayshia comes in. Big fan of Tayshia.
I don't know what any of that means.
Big fan of Tayshia.
What I do know is football week six starts this weekend.
Yeah.
Pete Shepard, could you start us off with your NFL quiz?
Yeah. Oh, you want the quiz or you want nuggets?
I'm in the mood to start with a quiz, and we'll end with your hot nuggets.
All right. I have to scroll down.
This is a quiz.
You said this quiz was not going to be difficult.
No.
We'll see about that.
Okay. I just want to make sure the answers are here. Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Yes.
This is real simple.
Okay.
Let's play Kansas City or Buffalo, a.k.a. Chiefs or Bills.
Oh, this is fun.
All like right. This. I got five questions here.
Bills. Okay.
You tell me Chiefs or Bills. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Which team has averaged more yards per play this season, Chiefs or Bills?
Bills.
Bills.
Bills, correct. Which team has more 20-yard pass plays this season, Chiefs or Bills?
Bills.
Bills.
Correct. Which team has utilized three wide receiver sets more this season, Chiefs or Bills?
Bills.
Chiefs.
Bills is the answer. Craig takes the lead.
I was just trying to throw a curve.
You can see this one coming.
Yeah, I know.
Which team has dropped back to pass on first down more this season, the Chiefs or Bills?
Bills.
Correct. Finally, which team has utilized play action and screens more this season, the Chiefs or the Bills?
I'm going to go Chiefs.
Chiefs.
On this one.
Wrong. Bills.
I got an 80%. Craig, how about that? Pretty good.
Craig won.
About right.
A little high.
A little high? Look, the only reason I knew that, those are all stunning questions. I just figured if Pete was going to put that into a quiz, it must be an ironic situation where you would think it would be Chiefs, but the Bills would be the right answer. So that's why I went with Bills.
Until okay. Logic.
Yeah.
Logically done.
Roses in Bedroom Guy says, Chris, are you going to have a pool party again? I believe that was, you're confusing his Christmas story, his Christmas Eve story with his birthday party, when he broke a glass table. And
I did not break it.
You were playing some form of chicken in the pool. You were naked. You peed.
I did not break a table
like a
that
WWE
night.
WWE event get naked at your then. House on Christmas.
You get naked. My shirt got ripped off.
Your wife had to call your ass back into the house in front of other family.
Yeah.
All right.
I was not the problem that night.
I disagree.
You weren't even there.
I heard the play-by-play.
Yep. You can't have an opinion on the
I'm
matter.
I'm taking your family side on this. When the wife has
We've
to
seen
call
the video.
You, when the wife has to call you inside, it was your you were not being manageable.
I was getting picked on.
I don't think you were.
I was.
Tribe 21 says, "Hey, didn't Craig take it as fate was trying to tell him not to bet? It took him three or four times to get." Yeah. Absolutely right, Tribe 21. My first two did not go through, and last night's game right at kickoff, and then finally did. And I did have that ironic thought, and then as soon as I hit enter, the Titans went up 7-0. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, but they tied it. Buffalo
I
came
know,
back and tied it.
I know. I was not too alarmed at that
night.
Point.
Tennessee played better. An amazing run by Mike Vrabel at being off for 16 days, and everybody, including me, wanting, and I still think they should. Yes. Have a severe penalty. We don't know. It doesn't seem like that now, but I don't know how it just goes away.
I know.
I don't know how that just goes away.
Yeah. Purdue Burger Kyle says, if Notre Dame wins the ACC Conference Championship, and that's the real reason they get into the college football playoff, don't you think they would join a conference?
No, we've been saying this for decades. They could have joined the Big East. They could have joined the ACC long ago. They could have joined the Big Ten. They spurned three conferences. I'm convinced they're never
going to.
But
you don't think Notre Dame will learn, hey, we got in this year because we were in the conference.
They were given pity. It's a pity move by the ACC. I wouldn't have let them in. I would have let them sweat. The only reason to let them in is for money.
Okay.
We all know that. That's the only reason why they got into that conference. Otherwise, they'd be sitting there playing BYU four times.
Puff Puff Poof just sent us a picture of a nice piece of furniture and then followed up with, crap, that's for my wife. Sorry, disregard. That happens all the time. Roses and Bedroom Guy says, did Locker Room Junk finally give up?
We haven't heard from him in a while.
No, we haven't.
Or his girlfriend.
No. Yeah. What's up with that?
Mm.
Where are you guys at? All right, Pete Shepard.
Some other nuggets? Yeah. From the NFL. First
nuggets.
Look this week. There's a few generic ones here, but incredible. No lead is safe for the NFL this year. There have been 17 double-digit comeback wins this year. Second most through week five in NFL
all against
history.
Detroit.
About that, 18 in 2011. Super Bowl winning quarterbacks are responsible for more than half the comebacks, 9 of 17.
Mm-hmm.
Browns are off to their best five-game start since 94 when Belichick was the head coach and Nick Saban was the defensive coordinator, and they were both there. The Steelers are 4-0 for the first time since 79. Two teams meet Sunday. They'll enter with a combined 889 winning percentage, second highest ever in a Browns-Steelers matchup.
That is shocking.
It is.
The Steelers haven't started 4-0 since 79.
Yeah.
They've had 3-0 starts and then 3-1, but, you know.
No, I know, but that's – I mean, 4-0 is not like a it's a great start to the season, but it's not something that a franchise like the Steelers, I would have guessed, does once every 30 years.
Well, I believe they were 3-0 one year and went 15-1.
Yeah.
And
I find it a little surprising because Ben Roethlisberger's had a lot of success. He figured 4-0, they could do
that. He's been there, and Cowher was such a consistent, it was a consistent product under him. Like, you just thought that's the most surprising one to me.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton will make his starting debut for the Cowboys Monday night this week. He replaces the injured Dak Prescott, who leads the NFL in passing this season. Even with Dalton, the Cowboys have a 46% chance of winning the NFC East for some of the. I think they have a pretty good. They'll be right there.
Don't all four teams have like a 90% chance of winning the NFC East right now? They're all right there.
Not the football team.
No.
Again, the Browns and Steelers. Here's another interesting stat. You just heard the 4-0 one for the first time since doing it in 78 and 79. Both ended in Super Bowls, by the way. The Steelers have started 5-0 just once in franchise history. That also was in 1978.
Yeah.
Let's see. Steelers have won 16 straight home games against the Browns. 16 straight home. Yeah. It's tied for the third longest home win streak against a single opponent in NFL history.
Yeah.
And from 92 to 2014, Packers over the Lions. That's the biggest one.
Yeah.
39 to 07, Washington over the Lions at 18.
That goes back to Lions are going to be in a lot of these.
It spans almost 70 years.
The Lions are in everybody's record books.
And then the third is the Steelers-Browns currently, 16. And then from 1970 to 85, another Steelers-Browns. That was 16. But Pete's Lions are in the top 10.
Pete's eyes when he said 39. Wait. That checks out.
Yep.
That checks out.
Yep.
Yes, it does.
Let's see what else we got. Ravens and Eagles, couple of nuggets. This should be, I think, a really, really interesting game. Sixth meeting only all time between the Ravens and the Eagles. It's split.
Two birds.
2-2-1. Yeah. Last two meetings were one-point games, and four of their five have been decided by five or fewer points, including a tie.
Going down to the wire. 2-2-1, really?
Yeah. No quarterbacks have taken as much contact as Lamar Jackson and Carson Wentz this year. Jackson has been sacked, hit, while throwing, rushing on 50 plays, most in the NFL.
One of these quarterbacks is leaving on a stretcher.
You might be right. Wentz has taken contact on 49 plays, so he's only one behind.
Yeah. Wow.
Carson Wentz has thrown the most picks, 9, owns the second highest off-target percentage at 25%, and taken the second most sacks, 19, this season.
Yikes.
He's the first Eagle to throw an interception in each of the first five games of the year since Ron Jaworski back in 77.
That was Jaws.
But that was a playoff team, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
This could be a playoff team.
It could be. The Ravens currently rank first in scoring defense this year, 15.2 points allowed per game. They haven't led the NFL in scoring defense since 2006. Bengals at Colts. Phillip Rivers has been held under 250 passing yards and one or fewer passing touchdowns in four straight, longest streak of his career. Phillip Rivers has 9 passing touchdowns and 20 interceptions targeting his wide receivers over the last 2 years, including one touchdown and 3 picks this year. Joe Burrow has taken a league-high 22 sacks this season, and he's also been contacted on 47 plays, third most for QB. Joe Burrow is 1 of 22, that's 4.5%, on passes thrown 20-plus yards downfield this year. By far the lowest in the NFL.
Can't push it.
Next lowest is Dwayne Haskins.
Can't throw it.
Texans at Titans. How about this? The Titans 4-0, only the second time in franchise history.
Yeah.
Titans started 10-0 back in 2008. Titans now 11-3, a 714 winning percentage, and have averaged 30.4 points per game with Ryan Tannehill as a starter.
Tannehill.
Best winning percentage, minimum of 10 starts, and most team points per game for a Titans Oiler QB since the merger.
Right again, I was.
Ryan Tannehill.
Good quarterback.
Broncos at Patriots, and we're learning right now that Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore are both expected back in practice tomorrow, so it looks like they'll play on Sunday. Broncos have lost 5 straight road games against the Patriots by a combined 104 points. Broncos' last win to the Patriots was in September of 2006. I will say, it might have been 2013, they were up by 24 on the Patriots on a Sunday night game, and they lost.
By the way, how's Bill Murray doing?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know?
No, he's a practice squad. He's a practice
squad. No, I know, but we're reporting Cam Newton and
I looked at the report.
Gilmore be back.
I know.
I want to know how Bill's doing.
I'm sure you do. I don't know.
Equal time.
I do not know.
All right.
Let's see. Falcons and Vikings. 0-5 versus 1-4, though the Vikings have played better than that. Falcons are looking to avoid their first 0-6 start since 96.
Best 1-4 team in
ever.
The NFL this
you
year.
Still make money on the Vikings.
They have started 0-6 three times, the Falcons have. At 96, 85, and 66. Last time the Falcons and Vikings met was week one of last year. Vikings won 28-12. Kirk Cousins throwing only 10 passes in that game. They ran for 172 yards and three touchdowns.
More importantly, Vikings 3-0 against the spread in their last three.
Dalvin Cook was injured last week in Seattle, by the way. He did not practice today.
All right.
He did not practice today. We have other nuggets as well, but I know we're late.
Okay. I like those very much.
Yeah, we could do them the rest of them later on.
We've got Wikipedia around the corner. My wife just sent me a text that the Mandalorian Season 2 trailer is out.
We've seen it.
Oh, is it?
Yes, yes.
It's exciting.
You told me that a couple weeks ago.
The headline says the Mandalorian Season 2 trailer shows the Star Wars story fans have been waiting
for.
Our first look into the next chapter of the story introduces the Jedi into Mando and Baby Yoda's adventure.
Yeah, they're trying to find out, bring him back to, quote-unquote, his people.
But they don't know who his people are.
Well, I think they're going to find out that what I'm going to guess is they put him, bring him to the Jedi Temple, and he's a baby.
I hate that that comes out on Friday nights.
Why?
Put it out on a Wednesday night. It's better.
Or Tuesday night, your drinking night.
Well, no.
No.
Then I'm in the same boat.
Yeah. All right. That aside, it is time to play Wikipedia. Today would have been John Wooden's 110th birthday. We will do John Wooden trivia. If you don't know who John Wooden was,
God.
He was a stinky old man.
You can't do that about a legendary basketball coach.
He was a great basketball coach, comma, and he stank.
I don't know what that means.
Because he's old or because he's decayed?
Well, now.
Smell's probably gone.
It's probably some bone marrow or something left over.
Caller number 9 will win Moe's for you and a friend, Moe's Southwest Grill. Go up against Pete Shepard, Wikipedia. It is John Wooden trivia, the great John Wooden.
Teeth never decay. Those probably stink.
Caller number 9, please. I had 239-337 ESPN, 239-337-3776. Let's play Wikipedia from Moe's Southwest Grill, Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, let's do this thing. We got Todd in Fort Myers. Todd, how are you?
Todd.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Very good. How old are you, Todd?
57.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
Thank you for that. And by the way, how have things been working out going back post-COVID here?
It's different, but the kids have been great. Everything's been going good, so I can't complain.
All right. Very good. Do you have a favorite college basketball team before I start the quiz here today?
I am a Notre Dame Fighting Irish fan from the old days.
All right. Very good.
That's too bad.
All right. It is it is John Wooden's birthday. Would have been 110 today, so we're going to do John Wooden trivia. You get to go first. First one of three correct answers is the winner. Your first question, Todd. What state was John Wooden born?
I'm going to say Ohio.
Ooh. Pete Shepard?
You have to understand that when Craig is asking, it's now that he's writing the questions out, they're all mostly about him, so it has to be Indiana.
It is Indiana. it's nothing to do with me. You don't get a point, but neither of you get a point.
Yeah.
Pete Shepard, your first official question is... Yeah. Wooden was an All-American basketball player at what college?
Again, all about you, your arch rival at Purdue.
That's correct.
Or your brother.
My brother went to Purdue.
Yes.
All right, Todd.
Smart.
From 1964 to 1973, John Wooden won 9 titles at UCLA. They were not all consecutive. What college interrupted that streak in 1966?
Was that his undefeated streak or his conference streak? Sorry.
That was his championship streak.
He won 9 national championships in 10 years. There was an interruption one year in 1966. Who won the title that year? Or interrupted the streak, I should say.
I'll say I've got no idea. So Boston College.
No.
No, sir. Pete Shepard, care to guess?
I should know this, but 66.
Yeah. I will give you a hint. It was a blue blood.
North Carolina?
No. Kentucky.
Oh,
Kentucky would be the right answer. All right. Pete Shepard still with a 1-0 lead. Pete, this question is for you. Where did John Wooden begin his coaching career in both basketball and baseball?
Yeah, people forget he coached baseball, but I know this too, because again, all about you. And he was a Sycamore at Indiana State.
That is true. Pete Shepard with a commanding 2-0 lead.
Did I tell you I've done a term paper on this guy before?
No, that's not fair.
Well, I mean, it's...
had I known that, I would have come up with a new topic.
Well, it was a long, long time ago, but...
I mean, today...
My term papers in junior high and high school were all about sports people.
I mean, today's Usher's birthday. I could have done Usher trivia instead. Yeah, had I know you did a term paper on this.
Yeah, well,
this isn't very fair to Todd.
No, well,
this is information that's new to me. Sorry, Todd.
Todd.
That's fine. I'll take the 20 most bucks. it is what it is.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. This question is for Todd. Get him on the scoreboard. Todd, John Wooden's nickname at UCLA.
The Wizard of Westwood.
That is correct. He's very on the good board. No shutout very here good. Today. All right. It is 2-1. Next question for Pete Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Shepard, Wooden's famous teaching slogan about life and basketball, the blank of success.
God, I should know this. It reminds me of what was the food thing that back in the day? Pyramid.
Yes, there All you right. go. Pete Shepard's a winner. The Pyramid of Success. I believe he had a book of that title as well.
Mm-hmm.
Never fear, Todd. As you said,
good
you
job,
get
Todd.
The Mo-Bucks, and we always appreciate you listening to the show. Thank you very much.
You guys are great. I appreciate it. So,
thank you.
Take right. care and all the best.
Thank
all right.
you. Good luck
all
at the school.
All the best to you.
There.
Thanks, thanks for your service teaching. And God all bless right. you.
All right. Have some more.
Gesundheit.
Yeah.
In 1973.
Yeah.
Which center led the Bruins to a title over Memphis State?
Unfortunately, it was the year Marvin Barnes got hurt against Memphis State for Providence College because he was the best player in the country, or right up there. He was one of the best. And it was Bill Walton.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Which Los Angeles arena did Wooden and the Bruins make famous?
Basically, Pauley Pavilion.
Pauley Pavilion. When Wooden retired, who replaced him?
Oh, you know what?
Wasn't in your term paper, was it?
His term paper ended with the
end of John.
He might
have still been coaching. He was still coaching then. No, he had no. It was not Larry Brown.
No. I will give you a fun fact about this guy. He actually had a higher winning percentage than Wooden at UCLA, and they ran him out of town because he didn't win the championships. It was Gene Bartow.
Oh, shit. That's, oh, God.
Was that a bleeper?
No, I said, geez, oh, God.
No, I don't.
Wow.
Want to give that answer again?
Yeah.
What, Gene Bartow?
Gene Bartow.
Yeah.
Had a higher winning percentage than John Wooden, but they fired him.
There was an O's.
Yeah. We don't need to revisit history here.
Not for me. I went,
what we do. We just did a trivia on John Wooden. That is revisiting history. That's all that quiz is revisiting history.
What,
if you want to look at it that way, that's fine.
Any more?
That's it.
No, he did 9 questions again.
I did 9 again. Right. And I thought of Chris when I did them. And I was like, I'm out of questions. No. And I got a meeting to attend this morning. And that was it. We got 9.
I will tell you this. And I remember this fun fact because I think I did this in 8th grade. A teacher of mine went to UCLA.
UCLA.
And he was a big sports fan. John Wooden, I think, was originally, before UCLA, was supposed to go to Minnesota. They wanted to stay in the Midwest.
Yep.
There's some sort of a blizzard.
There was a blizzard.
And they couldn't get in contact with him.
Right.
He needed a telegraph.
No cell phones.
Yeah, I think it was. It was a phone thing, and he ended up at UCLA because the Golden Gopher people couldn't get a hold of him. That's a true story, I think.
Yep.
It's too bad.
History could have been changed.
Minnesota missing out again.
Yeah.
Another example.
All right, coming up, we've got Rick Horrell coming up, our sports business guru. We haven't talked to him in a while. He's been very busy traveling.
Busy,
spreading COVID around the country, whatever he's done.
He is not spreading COVID around the country.
He travels all over the place.
He travels. Have you seen how you have to travel now? Masks and gloves and hand sanitizer and sorts of stuff.
That makes it all better. He's next, plus hot takes by me. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.